Welcome to Top Pub Team, a general knowledge quiz contested between 16 pubs and hotels here in the Northwest. Asking the questions, Billy Patterson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. Well, we've reached the stage in the quiz where we have seven pubs through to the quarterfinals, with only one place left to fill and four teams competing for that one place. So when the four teams have played, the team with the highest score will go through. Six rounds of team questions, two rounds of individual questions, a total of eight rounds, eight questions per round. The scorekeeper, timekeeper, is Fionnuala Rabbitt, and here she is with the rules of the contest.
Good evening, Billy. It's 2 points for a correct answer for a team question, and if they get it wrong, it will be thrown over to the other team, who will get 1 point if they answer correctly. We can only accept the first answer. The individual questions will not be thrown over to the other team. 10 seconds is allowed to consider each answer, and in the event of a tie at the end of the contest, the two captains will play against one another in a sudden-death playoff to determine a winner.
Thanks, Fionnuala. Well, tonight the two teams up to do battle are Ungrannon Hotel Burt and the Bridge Bar Room Melton. Playing for Ungrannon Hotel are John Gillespie, captain, Pat Fanning, Hubert McDade and Michael Maguire. Playing for the Bridge Bar Room Melton are Ken McIntyre, captain, Dean Boyce, Declan Foley and Kevin Shields. Well, we tossed a coin before the game and Ungrannon won the toss and elected to start first. So, gentlemen, both teams, best of luck. We start off with Ungrannon Hotel. Team question. The Ten Commandments were engraved on how many stone tablets? Ten Commandments.
Two
is correct for 2 points. Bridge Bar. What is the largest Greek island? The largest Greek island.
Crete
is correct for 2 points. Ungrannon Hotel, what's the scientific name for the windpipe? The windpipe is called?
The trachea.
The trachea is the correct answer for 2 points. Bridge Bar, which two fruits are anagrams of each other?
Melon and lemon.
Correct. For 2 points. Ungrannon Hotel, in the name of Cluedo, what's the surname of the Reverend? The Reverend.
Green.
Green is correct for 2 points. Bridge Bar, what term in geography means the joining of two rivers?
Confluence.
The confluence is correct for 2 points. Ungrannon Hotel, what UK radio serial is an everyday story of country folk?
The Archers.
The Archers is correct for 2 points. Bridge Bar, if you have committed patricide, what have you done?
Killed your father.
You have killed your father. Well, that's the end of the first round. Fionnuala.
Well, at the end of that round, both teams are equal, with Ungrannon scoring 8 and the Bridge Bar scoring 8.
Excellent. Here we go. Round 2. Ungrannon Hotel. What was the name of Gene Autry's horse? Gene Autry, the singing cowboy. He was in Letterkenny one time, the hospital. A long time ago. Need an answer, chaps? No idea. Throw it over for a possible bonus to the Bridge Bar. Gene Autry's horse was called...
We'll say Trigger, but we don't think it is.
No, that's Roy Rogers. His horse was called Champion. Now, your own question, Bridge Bar. Which lady sang the Bond theme in You Only Live Twice? You Only Live Twice. Which lady sang the theme?
Shirley Bassey.
I'll throw it over to Ungrannon Hotel for one possible point.
Nancy Sinatra
is correct. You get a bonus point for that. Now, your own question. Ungrannon Hotel, how many holes are there in a 10-pin bowling ball? How many holes?
Three
is correct for 2 points. Bridge bar. What is produced by the lacrimal glands?
Tears.
Tears is correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, apiphobia is the fear of what? A-P-I-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Fear of bees?
Fear of bees is correct for 2 points. Bridge bar, the former colony of the Gold Coast is now called what? The Gold Coast in Africa is now called... since 1957, actually.
Ghana?
Ghana is correct for 2 points. On Greenan Hotel, if A is Alpha and B is Bravo, what is F?
Foxtrot.
Foxtrot is correct for 2 points. Bridge bar. Which racing circuit has a bend called Paddock? Paddock Bend. Racing circuit in the UK.
Brands Hatch.
Brands Hatch is correct for 2 points. Well, that is the end of round two, another high-scoring round, but I think possibly a change in the score.
Yes, we have a change this time around. On Green and Hotel now have 15 as they scored 3 of their own and 1 bonus point there. And the Bridge Bar has a score of 6, bringing them to 14.
Jolly good. Here we go. Round three. Team questions again. On Green and Hotel first. Who had a rifle called Old Betsy? Old Betsy. Famous rifle. Famous man.
Daniel Boone.
It wasn't Daniel Boone. Bridge bar, do you know?
Davy Crockett.
You got a bonus back. Davy Crockett is correct. One of the Crocketts of Derry, I'm told. Now, that's true. Yeah, true. Family from Derry. Bridge bar. In song, where do the deer and the antelope play?
Home on the range.
They do. They sing in, the Home on the Range is the correct answer. On Greenan Hotel, in which country did Juan Perón rule?
Argentina.
Argentina, correct, for 2 points. Bridge bar, what nationality was Dr. Crippen? Hawley Harvey Crippen, famous murderer. What nationality was he?
English.
He was not. I'll throw it over for a possible point to On Greenan Hotel. Answer.
South Africa.
He was an American gentleman. He was an American dentist. Now, on Greenland to tell your own question, in what Austrian city was Mozart born?
Salzburg.
He was born in Salzburg indeed. Bridge bar. Who wrote The Old Man and the Sea? The Old Man and the Sea.
Ernest Hemingway.
He did indeed. On Greenon Hotel, what would Del Boy call a curry?
A Ruby Murray.
A Ruby Murray is correct for 2 points. And the last question in the third round for the Bridge Bar. Air on a G-string, which advertised Hamlet cigars, was composed by which classical composer? Air on a G-string.
Bach.
Bach is correct for 2 points. Well, we've had 3 rounds. Pretty close contest.
Billy, with the On Greenland Hotel getting 6 in that round, bringing them up to 21, and the Bridge Bar getting 7, which brings them also up to 21.
Excellent. Here we go. Now, this is the individual rounds, chap, and I'm going to ask On Greenland Hotel questions first. Okay, we'll start with John. Who wrote the mega seller, The Da Vinci Code? The Da Vinci Code was written by...
Brown.
Got a first name from... I'll give it to you anyway. Dan Brown. Okay. Pat, how many lanes are there in an Olympic swimming pool? How many lanes?
7.
Sorry, 8. There are 8 lanes. Hubert, in the Bible, who was famous for his wisdom... In the Bible, who was famous for his wisdom?
Solomon.
Solomon, correct, for 2 points. And Michael, how is the singer Gordon Sumner better known?
Sting.
Sting is correct for 2 points. Now, bridge bar questions, individual round. Start off with Ken. Which short-legged dog was called after an 18th-century parson who bred them? A short-legged dog called after a parson.
Jack Russell.
Jack Russell is correct for 2 points. Dean, which horse won the Grand National 3 times?
Red Rum.
Red Rum is correct for 2 points. If that was a guess, it was a good one. Kevin, which vegetable is the main ingredient in coleslaw?
Cabbage.
Cabbage, correct for 2 points. Declan, what is the home of a beaver called? A beaver lives in a...
set.
It lives in a lodge, actually, Declan. Sorry about that. Badger said, isn't it? Right, that's the end of the first individual round. Fionnuala.
We're still even in the scoring situation here, with Dungreen and Hotel scoring 6 in that round, bringing them to 27, and Bridgebar scoring 6, bringing them also to 27.
Okay, gentlemen, tight competition. And just before we start part 2 of the quiz, I just want to remind you that Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company are the people with the answers to all your farm, home and building questions. They are the sponsors of this quiz. Now, let us carry on. Second round, individual questions, starting with you again, John, for On Grain On Hotel. What's the word for a group of hounds? Hounds. A group of hounds.
Pack.
Yep. Yep. Dragged up at the last minute. Pat, what is the Paris Underground called?
The Metro.
The Metro is correct for 2 points. Hubert, in golf, what's the term for 2 over par?
Double bogey.
A double bogey is correct for 2 points. Michael, the initials TC stand for which cartoon character?
Top Cat.
Top Cat is correct for 2 points. Now over to the bridge bar with Ken. American Independence Day, Ken, falls on which date?
4th of July.
4th of July is correct. Dean, how many kilos in a metric ton?
300.
1,000. You're a bit out. Kevin, in Allo Allo, Gordon Kaye played which cafe owner?
René.
René is correct for 2 points. And Declan, whose servant was Baldric?
Blackadder.
Blackadder is also correct for 2 points. Gentlemen, that's the end of the individual rounds. You'd be glad to hear. So, in a moment, we'll be going back to the team rounds. First, Fionnuala.
Well, the scores have separated in that round, with Dungreen and Hotel scoring 8, bringing them to 35, and the Bridge Bar scoring 6, bringing them to 33.
Nothing in it. Here we go. 3 rounds to go. On Grain on Hotel, team questions. Which brothers in the film industry were Jack, Sam, Harry and Albert? Brothers in the film industry.
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers is correct for 2 points. Ken, for Bridge Bar. What was the nickname of the gardener Lancelot Brown?
Capability.
Capability is correct for 2 points. On Grain on Hotel. What runs every July in Pamplona?
The Bulls.
The Bulls do indeed. For 2 points. Bridge Bar. Which American actress, who was Irish born, was the first to appear on a postage stamp? An American actress, first to appear, postage stamp.
Maureen O'Hara.
It was not Maureen O'Hara. I'll throw it over to the others.
Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly is correct for a bonus point. Now, on Grain and Hotel, your own question. Which musical is the song Old Man River from? Old Man River.
No. Showboat.
Showboat is correct for 2 points. Bridge Bar, when the North Vietnamese took over Saigon, they renamed it what? What did they rename Saigon when they took it over?
Ho Chi Minh City.
Ho Chi Minh City is correct for 2 points. And on Greenon Hotel, who was the leader of the Khmer Rouge in the killing fields?
Pol Pot.
Pol Pot was correct. Last question this round for the Bridge Bar. Who was Randolph Hearst's kidnapped daughter? What was her name?
Randolph. Patty.
Patty is correct for 2 points. Well, with 2 rounds to go, I think the score is fairly tight. Let's hear it from Fionnuala.
On Green and Hotel scored 9 in that round with their bonus point, bringing them to 44. And the Bridge Bar scored 6, bringing them to 39.
Not a lot in it. 2 rounds to go, chaps. Here we go. On Green and Hotel. The movies. We're off to the movies this time. Which Newman Redford movie featured Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Sure did, partner. Now, Bridge Bar, which Mrs. was a character and the theme song from the film The Graduate?
Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson is also correct for 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, who was the heroine of Gone with the Wind?
Scarlett O'Hara.
Correct for 2 points. Bridge Bar, which Susan starred in The Witches of Eastwick?
Sarandon.
Sarandon, or Sarandon, however they pronounce it, I'm not too sure, but it's correct. On Greenon Hotel, who played the title role in the original film of Citizen Kane?
Orson Welles.
He did, for 2 points. Bridge Bar, in which decade of the 20th century was Sean Connery born? Which decade was Sean Connery born?
The 1930s
is correct for 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, which Anthony played Zorba the Greek?
Anthony Quinn
did for 2 points. Bridge Bar, which actor links The Magnificent Seven and The King and I?
Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner is the man indeed for 2 points. There is 1 round to go, chaps, and Fionnuala will have a score for us.
After that round, on Green and Hotel scored 8, bringing them to 52, and the Bridge Bar also scored 8, bringing their score to 47.
One more round. Here we go, chaps. Green and Hotel, where did Frank Sinatra sing Was His Kind of Town?
New York.
Throw it over for a bonus point to the Bridge Bar.
Chicago.
Chicago is my kind of town. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, Bridge Bar, your own question. Which ponies were originally used in coal mines?
Shetland.
Correct, for 2 points. On Greenon Hotel, what's the name of Andy Capp's wife?
Flo.
Flo. Flo is correct for 2 points. Bridge Bar, there are just 2 members in the giraffe family. The giraffe and what other? The giraffe and what other?
Gazelle.
Throw it over for a possible bonus.
The okapi.
The okapi is correct for a bonus point. You learn something every day, but right. Now, on Greenon Hotel, what's another name for the Russian wolfhound? Russian wolfhound.
Borzoi.
Borzoi, correct, for 2 points. Bridge Bar, who was the first suffragette martyr? The first lady to die.
Emily Pankhurst.
I'll throw it over for 1 point to on Greenon Hotel.
Don't know.
It was the lady who threw herself under the king's horse. Do you remember? Her name was Emily Davison. Emily Davison at Epsom. Now, 2 questions left on Greenon Hotel. In Shakespeare, who kills Desdemona?
Othello.
Othello is correct for 2 points. And the last question of the competition to the Bridge Bar. In England, which house may not be entered by the Queen?
House of Commons.
The House of Commons is correct for 2 points. That was the last question. Well, while Fionnuala is tallying up the scores, well done. Very good competition.
Well, with a great score over the whole programme, the Bridge Bar scored 5 on that, bringing them to 52, but the overall winners scored 7 on Green on Hotel, bringing their score to 59.
To what?
59.
59, thank you very much indeed. Well, that's it. There are still 2 teams to play next week, and that's the target for the winning team. Well done to both teams today for a very good competition. Congratulations to Green and Hotel. That's the target, as I say, for next week's competitors, who are McBride's Bar, Castlefin, and the Fir Trees Hotel, Strabane. So from the teams representing on Green and Hotel Burt, the Bridge Bar, Remelton, with thanks to Canis Wilson, Tommy Rosny for engineering, from Fionnuala Rabbit, and from myself, Billy Patterson, good evening.